Emotive and friendly.
Friendly but serious. Input data. A series of statements tagged with Speaker 1 and Speaker 2 covering tech sector transformations, Apple leadership change, Elon Musk cursor acquisition. Guidelines. Maintain flow, add transitions, keep turns concise, keep core info intact. 2. Analyze the input content. Topic. Tech sector transformation, Apple leadership, Musk cursor acquisition. Key points. Apple. Tim Cook stepping down, SEPT, John Ternus, hardware chief, taking over. Shift from services to hardware roots. Cursor, Elon Musk interested in buying AI code editor. Price tag $60 billion. Agentic AI. Implications, stability versus. Aggressive AI consolidation. Impact on developers and consumers. Future hybrid model. Hardware plus AI. Tools decided today. Current flow. It reads very much like a transcript of a podcast already. The task is to transform it into a natural, engaging conversation. This means I need to smooth out the transitions, make it sound less like a news briefing and more like two people talking to each other, while respecting the tone instructions. 3. Drafting strategy, Speaker 1, emotive friendly. Use warmer language, expressions of excitement, personal connection, wow, you know, think about it. Focus on the human element or the feel of the news. Speaker 2, friendly serious. Use grounded language, analytical perspective, careful phrasing. It's important to note, the reality is, this signals. Transitions. Instead of just jumping to the next fact, use phrases like that leads us to, speaking of which, but look at this other side. Conciseness. Ensure no long monologues. Keep it back and forth. 4. Step-by-step transformation. Intro, S1. Welcome back, excited about the big shifts. S2, agreed. 2 big stories dominating. Apple S1, Tim Cook stepping down. That's huge. S2, yes, but it's strategic. John Ternus taking over. Hardware versus services. S1, it feels like a return to roots. S2, exactly. Stabilizing hardware while pushing AI. Musk cursor, S1, meanwhile Silicon Valley is crazy. S2, cursor and Musk. $60 billion. S1, yeah, for an AI tool. Agentic AI. S2, controlling the developer stack. Implications, S1, what does this mean for us? S2, developers and consumers. Controlled AI features. S1, hardware and AI linked now. S2, the tools of tomorrow are decided today. Outro S1, watching closely. S2, innovation versus consolidation. Refining tone. Make S1 sound more enthusiastic and empathetic to the feeling of the change. Make S2 sound more analytical and cautious, but still conversational. 5. Reviewing constraints, no thinking blocks. Only script content. Maintain Speaker 1 and Speaker 2 tags. Input had specific content points. I must ensure I don't lose the $60 billion, the names Cook, Ternus, Musk, Cursor, and the core arguments. 6. Final Polish self-correction during drafting. Check. Did I make S1 too casual? Need to keep it emotive but professional. Check. Did I make S2 too dry? Need to keep it friendly but serious. Check. Is the flow natural? Add pauses, acknowledgments. Check, did I output only the script? Yes. Self-correction. The prompt says transform the provided content. I shouldn't delete facts, but I can weave them into dialogue. I will expand slightly on the transitions to make it sound like a real conversation, not just a list of statements. Drafting the script, S1, hey everyone, welcome back. The tech world is buzzing right now. S2, it really is. we're seeing massive leadership shift and some aggressive moves. S1, I know, it feels like the whole ecosystem is flipping. S2, exactly. Two main stories stand out: Apple's leadership change and Elon Musk's interest in Cursor. S1, that's a big combo. Legacy hardware meeting new AI innovation. S2, for industry watchers, these aren't just headlines, they're signals for the future. S1, let's start with Apple. The succession plan is real. S2, Tim Cook is set to step down this September. S1, wow, that's a big moment for him. He really built that service powerhouse. S2, now John Ternus is stepping up. He's the current hardware chief. S1, I see it as a return to Apple's roots. S2, that's a distinct strategic shift. Prioritizing the supply chain over just services. S1, it signals stability for shareholders while they push AI integration. S2, but we're not done. Silicon Valley is going crazy over AI coding tools. S1, you mean the Cursor situation? S2, yes. Sources say Elon Musk is interested in buying it. S1, for $60 billion. That is staggering. S2, it shows how much value the market places on AI productivity now. S1, it's not just writing code, it's agentic AI. Solving problems autonomously. S2, if Musk pulls this off, he controls the primary tool for future AI apps. S1, the line between consumer AI and developer infrastructure is blurring fast. S2, when you look at both moves together, the picture gets complex. S1, Apple's move is about grounding the giant in hardware. S2, while Musk's potential bid is about aggressive AI consolidation. S1, this impacts everyone, right? S2, absolutely. For developers, the tool landscape could change completely. S1, and for consumers, our devices will get AI features that are more tightly controlled. S2, whether it's Ternus or Musk, we're moving toward a hybrid model. S1, hardware and AI intelligence linked forever. S2, as Cook prepares to retire and that $60 billion deal looms, we're on the edge of a new era. S1, it'll define the next decade of computing. S2, we'll see if it leads to innovation or just consolidation. S1, but one thing is certain: the tools of tomorrow are being decided today. S2, tech leaders and enthusiasts will be watching closely. S1, thanks for listening. Until next time. S2, stay curious. Critique: the draft looks good. It respects the tone. S1 is enthusiastic. S2 is grounded. It keeps the facts. It flows well. I need to ensure no markdown thinking tags appear. Just the script. Final check on instructions. Output only the script content. Do not include any thinking process. Or introductory remarks. Okay, ready to generate. I will ensure the tags are exactly speaker 1 and speaker 2, as per the input format. I will merge the logic into smooth dialogue. I need to make sure I don't lose the specific details provided in the input text, like the specific date September, the specific name John Ternus, the specific price $60 billion. I will integrate those. Let's refine the transition to be slightly more conversational. S1, I'm feeling really invested in what's happening with Apple. S2, it's critical not to just take the headlines at face value. This matches the tone instructions better. Okay, finalizing the script text. Wait, looking at the input, it's basically a clean list of statements. My job is to make it sound like a script, adding conversational fillers but keeping the facts. I shouldn't add too much fluff that changes the meaning. I will stick close to the provided text but polish the edges to sound like speech. Revised plan, S1, emotive. It feels like, I'm thinking, how cool is that, S2 Sirius. It signals, the reality is, this indicates, ensure the tags match the input style speaker 1 text. Let's go. /think.
Hey everyone, welcome back. The technology sector is currently undergoing a pivotal transformation, and honestly, it feels like we are standing on the precipice of something huge.
It really is. We are seeing significant leadership transitions and some very aggressive acquisition strategies happening right now.
It creates this sense of urgency. We are in a shifting ecosystem where legacy hardware is finally meeting AI innovation.
For industry observers, these events serve not merely as headlines, but as critical indicators of the industry's future trajectory.
Let's dive right in. At Apple, a major succession plan is underway, and it is quite historic.
Tim Cook, who transformed the company from a hardware manufacturer into a service powerhouse, is preparing to step down as CEO in September.
That is a monumental shift. The role will be handed to John Ternus, currently the hardware chief.
This transition marks a distinct strategic shift. Cook's tenure focused on expanding the ecosystem through the App Store and services.
But look at Ternus. He possesses a deep background in hardware engineering, having previously led the iPhone and Mac teams.
His appointment suggests a potential return to Apple's roots, prioritizing physical devices and the manufacturing supply chain over pure service expansion.
For shareholders and competitors, this signals a stabilization of hardware operations while the company continues its massive push into AI integration.
But we are not done. Simultaneously, Silicon Valley is witnessing a frenzy of activity around AI coding tools.
I know, it's chaotic but exciting. Cursor, a popular AI code editor, has reportedly caught the eye of Elon Musk.
Sources suggest a potential acquisition price tag of $60 billion.
That is staggering. This valuation highlights the immense value currently placed on AI productivity tools.
The high valuation stems from Cursor representing the frontier of agentic AI, software that does not just write code, but understands context and solves problems autonomously.
If Musk pursues this acquisition, it would be a massive move to control a primary tool used by developers to build the AI applications of the future.
It also suggests that the line between consumer AI and developer infrastructure is blurring, with tech billionaires looking to consolidate power in the software development stack.
When viewed together, these moves paint a complex picture of the current tech market.
On one hand, Apple's leadership change emphasizes stability and tradition, ensuring the hardware giant remains grounded in its manufacturing strengths.
On the other hand, the potential bid for Cursor represents aggressive consolidation in the AI sector.
These corporate maneuvers have significant implications for various stakeholders.
For developers, the potential acquisition of Cursor could reshape the landscape substantially.
If such a deal goes through, the terms for developer tools could change, potentially integrating Cursor's capabilities into broader enterprise ecosystems.
This might accelerate the adoption of AI coding assistants across the globe.
For consumers, these corporate maneuvers mean that the devices they use will likely integrate AI features that are more tightly controlled.
Whether Apple prioritizes hardware or Musk prioritizes AI infrastructure, the end result is a more advanced, AI-centric technology environment.
As Tim Cook prepares to retire and John Ternus steps up, and as the possibility of a $60 billion deal for Cursor looms, the tech industry is standing on the precipice of a new era.
These decisions will define the next decade of computing.
The industry is moving away from the era of pure hardware expansion toward a hybrid model where hardware and AI intelligence are inextricably linked.
Whether these developments lead to greater innovation or consolidation remains to be seen, but one thing is certain. The tools and devices of tomorrow are being decided today.
Tech enthusiasts and business leaders alike will be watching these moves closely to understand the future trajectory of the digital world.